understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, 993ESPN, and the 993ESPN app. All right, I bite. Who is this? A lot of drums.
GNR.
GNR.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't... What song is this? I know a lot
new
of Guns N' Roses. What
you
is this?
You Could Be Mine.
What year did this come out?
Oh.
It's from your Use Your Illusion 2 album.
Huh. A lot of drums.
What's guitar?
I hear drums.
Can I get a yeehaw, Craig?
Not from Guns N' Roses. I like Guns N' Roses.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Then it can't be country.
Right.
Stony Brook text line, a big smizzle. I thought Carmichael was a 7-footer. I believe he was 6'7 or 6'8.
6'8 is what the Google machine says.
Okay.
Which is working now.
It is working.
We have internet. We're good to go.
It's a big win.
It is the hot take, 5 o'clock hour. In case you're just tuning in, just for fun. I mean, I know you guys have some problems at work from time to time. At one time, we had no phones, no internet, and no sports. But anyway, that's for a lesser radio show, that would be a problem.
No.
Not for us. As we move on, just to run through some things about baseball and college football getting back, I want to run through some sound from earlier, Chris, on Sound Street that we had in our first hour. Keep in mind, the calendar, it's now May 19th. Baseball has been going back and forth with previous suggestions and negotiating on how to get back on the field. You know, remember, spring training 2.0 is supposed to be in June, 4th of July, start games. May is running out of time here. Here's Jeff Passan on Get Up this morning. He says, look, this deal needs to get done now.
Yeah, this deal needs to be done with May still on the date. Like that, it's as simple as that. If you don't have that, then you will not have baseball in early July starting off actual regular season games. You will not have spring training. There's so much logistically that needs to get done that this 67-page plan outlines. And whether it's physicians, whether it's teams, whether it's players, you need to have everything running as smoothly as possible if you want to hit those timetables.
Now, one of those things on that 67-page proposal was that dudes can't shower.
I did not know that until you mentioned it earlier.
Chris was the one that brought it up. I have not seen that. That's icky because it's all part social. Can't you shower 6 feet apart? I mean, how close are you getting to a teammate in a shower anyway?
Here's another one.
Right, I'm getting a lot closer to Mike Trout than I am Pablo Sandoval.
Well, why? Because Pablo would be closer to you.
Well, I guess Pablo would be closer to me. Yeah,
he's bigger.
Yeah. No, you're right.
In
you're
stomach
right.
size.
I didn't think about it.
He went on to say yesterday about what's most striking about MLB's 67-page health and safety protocol outlining an attempt to return amid the coronavirus pandemic isn't its little snicker-worthy details that players won't be able to take Ubers, they can't stand shoulder to shoulder for the national anthem, and will be discouraged from post-game showers, as you guys said. It isn't the granularity of the plan all the way down to the color-coded diagram showing exactly where personnel should stand and sit in the dugout. It's the immensity of it all, the right there on paper brass tacks accounting of what it looks like to bring back a professional sport in the middle of a global pandemic. It's a logistical claim. I mean, this is not going to work. Now, what's a third base coach going to do? He's going to pop up, or a first base coach, runners on base.
Yeah.
Hey, do this, do that. What are you going to do? You're not going to go up to them and talk? I mean, come on. Are they going to get fined if they do?
Signals, Pete, so the Astros can steal
them. 6 feet?
Indicators.
Yeah. Touch the ear first.
But there are things that happen at the spur of the moment.
I would think that they'd also be wearing masks.
No more slapping on the ass.
Nope.
That's a hot take.
Yep. Slapping on the ass. I can't stand in together for the national anthem.
Right. Their lockers are next to each other. They're going to have to go every other person?
Yeah, they will.
Are locker rooms big enough to
– no.
Clubhouse is big enough to accommodate
no.
that?
Look, but
you know
once
that.
Again,
no.
man, like this is why I've said we need to be paying attention to the other sports leagues that are coming back.
Oh,
the
hang on. You know,
the
Craig.
Hold on. The garages are not big enough for NASCAR to support a full team. So what did they do?
They
adapt.
Right?
They create new garage space. They limit the number of people. So maybe, yeah, maybe you can have everybody in your team in the locker room at one time. But can you go get dressed in waves? Can you say, hey, guys, if you're a position player, we're showing up between, you know, 3.5 and 3 hours before the game. If you're a pitcher, it's 4 and 3.5 hours before the game. Like, yes, there are a million little details that we can get bogged down on. It's not the details that we should get bogged down on. It's figuring out a way around them. Yeah, we can come up with every single proposal. We can come up with some cockamamie idea about, oh, well, what about when this scenario happens? We're going to have to adapt. We're going to have to change the way that we do things. Are mound visits going to be the same? No, mound visits aren't going to be the same. You're not going to be able to have a coach, a pitcher, and a catcher all within 6 feet of each other. But you know what?
Wait a second.
We'll
That's the easiest part.
Figure it out. That's what
That's
I'm saying, though.
They cover their mouths up anyway, so
yeah. We'll figure it out in the dugout. Well, we're already working away around the dugout, aren't we? Yeah, we're using the stadium. We're using seats in the stadium to get around that. Like, we can always get bogged down on the little details. It's how can we get around those, and are they essential to the game? All this stuff that we talk about is not.
Hmm. Okay, 613 says, feel bad for Jose Altuve in the showers. That's funny.
Well, here's the thing is that, you know, we're talking about, okay, so players, how about this? Get dressed at home and come to the game dress. What are you going to do in a college game with 90 kids that you have to dress? That's interesting. Again. I mean, again, you could say, hey, offensive line comes in at such and such a time. I mean, you could. There's ways around it. I get it. But we're talking about, you know, it's much easier in the NBA and even in baseball. Now you're talking NFL with 53-man roster and college with 90 kids.
Yeah.
180, both teams. Where are they going to go?
Dress in the stands. You know, the
no, I'm serious.
Like, at Alabama,
know.
They could dress in the student section because that's half empty anyway, even when there were people.
Depends on the game.
Right.
Depends on the game.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But like, that's why I like looking at what the German soccer league has done. And they played their games. And you know what the biggest criticism was?
What?
From government officials? A couple of the celebrations, they got too close. I think that's a success. Right. I think if that's the one thing that you know, if we whenever we get baseball back,
right.
And after the first weekend of action, we get back in here on Monday and we go, we saw a couple high fives out there. Okay, you know what? It's gonna take some time to adjust to this sort of thing.
What do we do when there's a walk off home run? Do we don't gather around home plate anymore and tear off Jose Altuve's jersey?
It's never gonna work that way. It's same thing in football. What are you gonna do? You can't the offensive defensive linemen, you're right up against each other. What are you gonna do? Have social distancing when you're playing football?
Nope.
I mean, there's gonna be a lot of contact.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is going to happen, and that's where the testing comes in. If you're getting close to somebody who doesn't have it, who cares?
Yeah.
You're getting close to somebody at that point, and we're just playing football at that point.
Football will be a lot more interesting if we spread out the offensive line 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Have the A and the B
like
gap.
Flag football.
Have it big.
Hey, you know what? Let's adopt the CFL rules and have the defensive line line up instead of 1 yard off the line of scrimmage. Just push them back 2 yards. That's 6 feet,
oh, no.
Right?
Even better, do the Pro Bowl rules. Can't rush the pass.
No blitzing.
Oh, how about this? What is Adam Silver going to do? Encourage everybody to play zone? Don't play man? I mean,
no contact in the paint.
I like it, yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? Hey, no more pick and rolls. No more high post screens. You know, none of that stuff. I thought Matt Baker yesterday on Finney's show made a great point from the Tampa Bay Times. He's been on our show many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved his comment here. And it's something that I referred to. Before he jumped down my throat, let me just say it and then tells everyone yesterday that they should be prepared for a different college football season. Quote, it will not be a perfect system. It will not be completely balanced. The college football playoff and conference title races will be different. And I say that because that's why I'm saying it's possible it's going to be tweaked just this year. I know I'm not talking about, you know, my master plan, which I think still will come into effect sooner rather than later. But I'm saying this year, do not be surprised if the college, like I said yesterday, if the college football playoff and conference titles are tweaked a little bit this year, depending on how many games are played, it may not be just the top four this year. It may be more.
Well,
or maybe less, for all I know.
Let's hear how college football will hear some things. We got Laura Rutledge here on Get Up this morning saying college football will handle positive COVID tests just like the flu.
They know that it's inevitable that somebody will test positive for coronavirus. And so how do they handle that? And those are things that are being discussed daily. And there are differing opinions across the country, as you might imagine. But I've spoken to a few lately who have said that they really would take a model similar to what they do when a player gets the flu. And let me be clear here. No one's saying that coronavirus is just like the flu. There are obviously differences there, and they're taking the severity into consideration. But they would isolate players as a result of them testing positive and then going from there.
All right. Now, as you talked about how college football will be uneven and how it handles who comes back, who doesn't, here's Paul Feinbaum on his ESPN Daily podcast. Funny. Talking about the Pac-12, how they have the most to lose if they lose some games.
The Pac-12 is already challenged. It has made very few appearances in the college football playoff. And it seems like every year there's that team. This year it was Oregon or Utah that comes very close and fails at the end. But Larry Scott, who's the commissioner of the Pac-12, has the single biggest challenge, because if the Pac-12 can't play on the same level as everyone else this year, or either plays a limited schedule or no schedule, it's hard to imagine this conference being relevant in any time in the near future.
I was saying this 2 weeks ago. You're going to you possibly have a situation where if you lose your non-conference games in the Pac-12, Southern Cal doesn't play Alabama, Washington doesn't play Michigan, USC doesn't play Notre Dame. They need those games to get them over the hump when they're getting consideration as to whether they're good enough to have a strength of schedule to play in a college football playoff.
And you got to don't forget Utah. You got to factor them in. I mean, they're a big part of that conference
Utah. Don't get
and
pizza
Oregon.
In Utah.
Yeah, those are big. Tiz says, does Pete not want sports? What are you talking about? I want sports. I said, for college football, I find it fascinating and interesting with 90 kids having to dress, 180 total if you got – you know, if they want social distancing, I think I would have said, well, why, if no one has the positive, what does it matter how many locker? No, I'm just saying if they want to enforce social distancing, to enforce social distancing with 90 kids dressing in a locker room, it's going to be difficult. one locker room anyway. They probably have to use both. They probably have to spread out. I'm just looking at, you know, some interesting things, some interesting problems that are going to creep up. And I'm wondering if and when this does happen. They really, seriously, offensive linemen come in at this particular time and so on and so forth in this group, that group, whatever group.
I don't know why they can't dress at home in all sports. I don't know why you can't just
show up. Well, football's kind of tough with shoulder pads.
It is.
What are you going to do, get in the car and drive? I mean,
I'm telling you, we got difficult times. I mean, they call for difficult measures. Maybe that's the idea. Get dressed
maybe.
At home.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they have to,
yeah,
they
it'd be
have
tough to drive. Well, you can't all fit in a Yugo if you know, two people are coming.
And what also, where this also comes down to is the state, you know, what phase they're in.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if Florida's in phase three at that point, we can allow gatherings up to 100 people.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
There's a college football team right there.
Go Gators.
We're fine. Throw a few coaches in the room, a couple trainers. There you go. You're at your 100-person max. Now, in New York, if you're playing, you know, Florida State goes and plays at Syracuse this year, maybe New York's at a different spot where you're going to have to, right, the locker room things, like little – I hate to say stupid details, but like little fine details that are just going to be weird at first. You're just going to have to kind of adapt and make best use out of what you have to work with.
Yeah.
What if it comes down to, this is.
Yes.
Just throwing crap against the wall here, but Sanchez comes down to the state of Florida and Texas. The only teams allowed to play football.
It's ridiculous. Alabama would play. And West Virginia.
But just say you can't. Just say, or you can only play in those two states for whatever reason. And then you just had crossover, and then just take it to another extreme, say, which won't happen, but just say it was just Florida versus Texas in college football.
Just those two schools?
The two states?
Well, no, the two states. The two states.
You could run half a schedule with that.
Run a full schedule with that. Are you kidding me? All the Florida schools play the Florida schools. All the Texas schools play the Texas schools. Yeah.
Then you cross over. Yeah.
You've got 12 right there. Easy. And UCF UCF would love that.
Oh, yeah.
They'd get some Power 5 schools on their opponent.
Oh, my God. They'd get a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Then we'll see. Then we'll see where they are at 14.
You know, UCF
cool.
in the Big 12, that might play, actually.
Yeah. UCF versus Baylor. UCF versus Texas. UCF versus TCU, even.
I'm sure they would like it.
Texas Tech. That'd be fun.
But, you know, it goes back to that soundbite that we played of Jeff Passan, right? And he's saying that, you know, he's going through the, what, 67 or 76-page document?
76.
76-page document, and he's going, man, there's just so much here to overcome.
Minutia.
And he said at first he's thinking there's no way you can overcome all this.
Right.
Then he said after you sit down and look at it issue by issue, line by line, item by item, you say, okay, there's nothing here that's so overwhelming that it can't be accomplished.
Except for the 50-50 split.
On the whole, right, financials aside. I'm talking about the health side of it Yes, it's daunting when you look at the entire mountain that you have to climb, but when you actually step back and look at it, you say, oh, okay, there's nothing too treacherous here. There's nothing here that can cause a major slip-up.
No, there isn't, and everything. I'm about to bring up another crazy, but not crazy, but interesting, I think will be interesting. What are they going to do about the football, spotting on the football? Are they going to sanitize it every football? I mean, every time? Are they going to replace it? The referee's touching the football. He's touching player. I mean, guys going to be able to help each other up when they knock each other down? I'm talking strictly football here.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Somebody said they won't let people dress in the locker room, but you can tackle and fall on each other and spit.
It's crazy.
I
wouldn't be surprised if they did sanitize football over on the sidelines from time to time. But, again, it goes back to testing. When a game starts, we know that everybody on that field has been tested negative. So there shouldn't be any problem with everybody touching a football.
Right. That's the idea. The testing side of it.
Basketball, same thing. Passing the rock to everybody.
I went back yesterday and I was looking at the final night of NBA. The reason that the final, you know, we should have had one more game played in the NBA. It should have been Pelicans and Kings. Mm-hmm. It was an ESPN game that night. It was about to get played. Do you remember the reason that game got called? It wasn't because any player had played against Rudy Gobert in the last few days. It's because a referee, like 5 or 6 days prior, had officiated a Utah Jazz game, and that's what it was. So if those players said, you know, if they were able to look at the referee and go, hey, you know, we're all clean, we know that, you do your test, you're clean, there's no reason that we can't go out and you know, roll the ball out and let's play.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, by the way, UCLA has a new athletic director. He comes from Boston College, Martin Jarmer. He's very young, too. I think he's only like 41 years old.
Yep.
Gets a 6-year deal, averaging $1.4 million annually.
I also saw that your favorite, your version of America's team, Boise State, they signed a Southern Cal quarterback. Of course, he's their fourth stringer. So
Sears,
really,
right?
This
is his last name, yeah.
Yeah, Jack Sears.
He played
got 2 years of eligibility left.
Yeah.
Played against Arizona last year, I think, and did pretty well.
One game they lost, but his stats were decent.
Yeah.
So there you go. America's team for you.
They're always a threat.
Going deep into the well.
No COVID in Idaho.
Getting the fourth stringer.
Actually, that's a team that got crushed. Their scheduling.
Oh.
Who?
Boise State.
Yeah.
Because they're playing in the WAC, where you've got a lot of the California State University schools.
Oh, yeah.
That play in that division as well, which now I haven't read anywhere. Football's canceled for those schools, right? And when I say the California State University system, I'm talking Fresno State, none of the Pac-12 schools.
Right.
It's Fresno State. It's the second tier.
West.
Yeah.
They're
Mountain
West,
I'm sorry.
So, yeah. So, I mean, they got, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Utah State, Hawaii.
Well,
Fresno State, San Jose State, and San Diego State, those three.
Yeah.
Are big.
All right, we will continue this discussion. I also would like to draw your attention to the calendar, just like Jeff Passan did for Major League Baseball a moment ago. It says we've got to get a deal done while it's still May. The end of May, we are less than 2 weeks away from hurricane season. I know I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but it's coming. All right? It's there. Make sure you got your homeowner's insurance squared up. Make sure while you do that, you got your auto insurance squared up. Put them together. Bundle them. That's the key word there. Bundle them with Farmers Insurance. Boom. Save money. Get better coverage. Put your mind at ease. Got a suggestion for you. I've known the Brist family for 30 years. Call Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance, fastest growing agency in the entire state of Florida. Here's his number, 239-202-2933. And you know what else? I've already switched too. I wouldn't tell you to do something that I thought would be good for you if I didn't do it myself, right? I've switched. So give Damon Brist a call. Tell him I called you. Farmers Insurance, 239-202-2933. Bundle and save, 239-202-2933. I've switched. Have you switched yet?
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. and the 99.3 ESPN app. Call or text us at 337-3776 and listen wherever you are on the 99.3 ESPN app. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
Well, don't call us, just text us. 239-337 ESPN. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN. So I knew this was coming. Horace Grant did an interview today in Chicago about The Last Dance with Michael Jordan. Remember, Michael called him out as being the source for all of Sam Smith's information on the Jordan Rules book. Horace Grant took exception to that. He said he and Sam Smith are friends, but the locker room is a special place. He would never give all that up. And by the way, Sam Smith would need two sources to confirm everything. So why is Michael Jordan picking on me? And then he circled back to the story where Michael went and said that his teammates had a hotel room full of cocaine, women, and weed. He says, why do you have to do that? That is the very definition of being a snitch. Michael Jordan lied during the last documentary about me, and he's a snitch. Horace Grant going off on MJ. How about that? You knew that was coming when you were watching it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And I'll defend MJ on the cocaine circus Chicago Bulls. He never threw anybody under the bus.
No, he spoke in generic.
He actually said all the players and caught himself and changed it to most of the guys.
Yeah, but that was a fake cover.
But he covered
it. But I'm sure not everybody was doing it. He wasn't. I'm sure there was others that were not doing it. No, they might have been there, but that doesn't mean they were doing drugs. It might have just been with the women. I mean, it's, I don't know.
He didn't say anybody.
Pick a vice. Pick
specific.
A vice. Any vice.
Yeah. Did he? Didn't use any name from those, you know, the 80s Chicago Bulls teams. Yeah, he thinks Horace Grant was the leak.
Yeah, Horace doesn't think so.
That's okay.
Horace strongly disagrees.
It's okay.
You know, and Horace agreed to do those interviews for that show. He doesn't know this is coming, and sitting there, he's watching it, and all of a sudden,
asked him. They asked him if he was the source in The Last Dance.
That's true. They did.
So the way it looks like production went with it is they sat down with Michael first.
Yeah.
Then they went and they interviewed, you know, a bunch of different guys, right? That would have encapsulated the early part of his career with the Bulls.
I don't think so. I think they did MJ later because they kept handing him the iPad with the interview so he could
I think that – so it sounds to me like they would have gotten the stories from MJ, gone out, talked with who they needed to talk with, come back with MJ, continue the story with MJ, go out, talk with who they needed to talk with again, and then kind of do a final sit-down with MJ. Because I've heard the director say that it was three separate interviews with Michael. Gotcha. That's how they put it together.
Yep. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. So.
All right. So we got, is it Lance Armstrong with his 30 for 30? Is that this weekend?
This Sunday night is part one, and then next Sunday is part two. So they'll be doing a two-part for him.
And did I miss the one? Did the one about the Clippers and Donald Sterling, is that?
That's an air.
Is that today?
No, not that I've seen anywhere.
No.
The next three that are coming out from ESPN are they're doing Lance Armstrong's this weekend and next weekend. I believe after that it's Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Then after that it's the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire, Summer of 98.
Gotcha.
I've seen every Bruce Lee movie and every Bruce Lee documentary and how his son died, almost the same thing when he was at. I mean, it's just, I mean, I don't know how much more we can learn about Bruce Lee.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, going into Michael Jordan, I wasn't sure how much more we were going to learn because I thought we saw everything Michael did. And there was some stuff.
Yeah, so. Maybe. I'm saying there's been so many documentaries out there about Bruce Lee. Fascinating individual, by the way. Absolutely fascinating, but. Oh, and this is coming in. ABC, speaking of this, ABC will broadcast The Last Dance beginning May 23rd on ABC on successive Saturdays through June 20th, airing from 8 to 10.
Programming.
Why? Are we hurting for programming that much? We got to repeat it now?
Saturdays, yeah. Why not? Because I'm sure nobody DVR'd it.
You can't get it on demand either, can you?
DVR'd every episode, and then ESPN replayed all of them like, throughout.
And you can also watch every episode on ESPN Plus.
Yeah,
if you're subscribed to that.
So now we're just going to run. What's normally on Saturday on ABC this time of year? NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, in June it wouldn't be. That would be NBA Finals, and they don't play NBA Finals games on Saturdays.
We'd have NBA and NHL playoffs going on right now. Hey, Chris, real quick, I got a couple of private tweet messages about on the app, if we're on the air. I don't know. Just another thing for you to worry about. I know. We're talking
about
the show.
Yeah, there's been some issues with that. So.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to. Yeah. I didn't know if you knew.
Smiley says this show is becoming.
My phone's in the other room, so I can't text.
This show is becoming so millennial. No more phone calls, texts only. Sounds like a millennial to me.
That's funny. Yeah.
Not by choice. It just kind of happened.
So if you're listening on the app right now, you're not hearing me. So why am I even saying it? So
let me check.
What would be on the app if we were just dead air?
Us. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, with the day, the way this is gone, you know, we like to share a peek behind the curtain of the magic.
Yeah, we share the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what we do.
It wouldn't surprise. That's how we keep it real. Keeping it real. Is.
Kansas State AD Gene Taylor has told Finney if a football season is played without fans, the television revenue alone would be enough for programs to stay afloat financially until the following year.
Who said that?
Gene Taylor, the AD at Kansas State. Said it on a Finney show about a minute ago.
Okay. So is he referring to Big 12 or just everybody? Or the Power Fives, obviously.
I think they just said if a football season is played without fans, the television revenue alone would be enough for programs to stay afloat financially until the following year. Yeah, I buy that.
I think that's the end goal there. I mean, I think that's the best they're going to get. Again,
but like I said, we lost. Another school lost its another program today, and it was again out in the is it the MAC conference? Where is it? Oh God. Central Michigan, yes.
Yeah.
They lost their men's track team. Sixth school to eliminate an Olympic sport. Others were ODU, Old Dominion for wrestling, Cincinnati men's soccer, Florida International for indoor track, Akron men's cross country, men and women's golf and tennis, and Bowling Green for baseball.
And Furman in the Southern Conference. That's in the upstate of South Carolina. Yeah. They lost their program, which has been going on forever. Yep. No baseball. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Of course, their football is a 1AA, so I don't know how much revenue. You know, obviously, every dollar counts. They're not able to sustain that. So that's kind of the new normal, sadly. Mm. More coming, I'm sure. Let's see here.
This is interesting. Yeah. So we just said earlier that UCLA just put out a press release about please join us welcoming Martin Jamond as the 9th AD in UCLA history. I told you, he came over from Boston College, young guy. So John Wilner, who's the Pac-12 hotline newsletter, tweets back at him. The administration really wanted to welcome Jamond and would eliminate the interest payment on the loan Athletic needs to escape from the $35 million hole, which will be $50-plus million by this time next year.
Yeah, how would you like to be a new athletic director coming in and your budget is just 50, in shambles?
$50 million in the hole.
Good times. Not.
$50 million in the hole. You're gonna find some way for Chip Kelly to pay some players here and get that program back on track. There's a lot to do. He's gonna have a lot more freedom there than he did at Boston College, I think. Although, I don't know. Depends on the state, the governor, and everything else, and we'll see what happens. In a couple of months or a month to see if they're gonna be able to play with no fans. I mean. California is one of those states that is really, really still up in the air, right? I mean,
yeah. Well, especially Los Angeles County, or LA County. Seems like Gavin Newsom is moving forward as the governor, but it seems like the mayor of Los Angeles is tapping things back a little bit. That could be a problem.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah. And again, we've heard from people that are associated with UCLA. They're not up to speed. They're not spending the money. They don't have their own jets. To fly their teams. You know, we've had John Ireland tell us this numerous times.
Yeah.
And now they've got a new athletic director coming in, $50 million in the hole.
Young guy.
Coronavirus, young guy, right. Which tells you what? Did they go the cheap way again? Maybe.
$1.4 million. And, you know, being an AD at Boston College is not easy. Mm-hmm. Because they, unfortunately, set their standards way above what they should be. For sports, which is why their football team is only good once every decade
or
a couple of years. You get your Matt Ryan every couple of years. I mean, they've had decent sports, you know, that baseball, soccer, some other sports, but you're talking about football and basketball has been on a decline for a number of years now. And it's very difficult because they are the, and they're not alone, but, you know, Catholic school, and, you know, they want to be, you know, Harvard or whatever. They want to be Harvard Monday through Friday, as they say, and Alabama on Saturday. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
239 says, if TV revenue can float these programs, did they not save any money from previous years? The answer to that question is no. They spend it every year. They zero it out. They claim they lose money, even if they're the few that make. And no, I don't ever think athletic directors, athletic departments are saving money for a rainy day. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Should have. Maybe they will move differently moving forward. But I don't think so. I think they use it all up.
Yep. 239 says, if TV revenue can float these games, programs, did they
That's
save?
That's what I just read.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to read that one. Where's the other one? Did you read that one by Eric?
Not yet.
Will players still be compensated for their likeliness, or will those funds go to the school this year? No, I mean, that's the law. They're supposed to be in California this year, starting this year, right? Compensated
for. Was
it for
this year or next year? I can't remember.
I can't either. Maybe it's next year. I thought it was this year, but.
Okay.
I thought it was July of 2021, I thought, but yeah. I could be wrong on that.
So how many kids are affected right now? Let's say you're a senior in high school. You just had a garbage year. You didn't get to go to your graduation, your prom or whatever. You've been recruited to play baseball at a Furman or a Central Michigan or something. You got nothing. You got nothing right now because your program that you were going to just got canceled.
Well, lucky for the spring sports, right?
Yeah.
There's enough time where you can get situated by second semester next academic year.
Yeah.
And they are going to honor your scholarship through this year, which what does that mean? We're at the end of the year.
You know,
they're going to help you. They said most of the ADs and the coaches all said they will help you if your team has been eliminated, like it, you know, baseball. They will help you get a scholarship at any other school.
I think some of the programs, like I believe wrestling is a winter sport, that you're putting those kids in a tough spot.
Yeah.
You're putting those kids in a bind. And I know a couple wrestling programs specifically have been canned.
Really?
We talked about Old Dominion's wrestling program, right?
Yeah.
So we know of at least one where, you know, the winter sports is kind of where those kids don't have a lot of time to figure this out.
Your gut feeling today, guys, do you think we're going to, I mean, again, with more and more people talking about preparing for a condensed season so that we get it done in time before the second wave of coronavirus, nobody's talking about the college basketball season. I mean, is it your gut feeling today? We may have football. Are we going to have basketball?
I think but it might be on a scale down. It might be scaled down.
You know, we talked about the exclusively, you know, interconference schedules for football.
Yeah.
That seems likely for basketball, to be
honest
with you.
Last week, we told you about the MAC conference. They're cutting down, and another conferences too. There's two conferences that are scaling down their tournaments. Only the top four get to go, the top eight, whatever it is.
Right, right.
There's not going to be any home. There's not going to be, any playing game or that stuff. So that's already in the works.
Yeah. What did I hear that's squeaking in your background?
That's Chara playing with a squeaky toy.
Oh.
I heard a big thump. Did she fall off something?
Is the dog okay?
Yeah, she only has one eye. Once in a while, she's still feisty. She's 10. She plays like a puppy. Once in a while, because she doesn't have a left eye anymore for going on 2 years, but she still sees like, you know, unbelievable. But once in a while, she'll smack her head into something.
Half the time.
No, once in a while.
No, half the time she sees well.
No, she sees well.
You'd
never know.
Like a flounder.
Just leave my dog.
Like a flounder.
Flounder. That's the only guy. That's the fish with the eyes on the one side of the head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a flounder. Makes sense now, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it kind of does.
You started the day with your Forrest Gump hot take, which seemed like 20 hours ago.
Seriously.
And I was making fun of my dog's sight.
I'm not making fun
of Pete's
dog. I'm sorry. A dog with one eye, yes. I'm sure that the one eye is 20/20, but there's part of the...
Better than that.
Right. 18/20, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. She still sees way, way, way down. She sees farther than I can. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean, I wasn't trying to make fun of anybody here. Honestly, it came from a good, it came from a good place. If it didn't come across that way, I apologize. I don't want to create any waves.
No.
It's been a pretty frictionless show, you know, amongst the three of us.
Right, right. Yeah. If you missed any of the show today, including Chris's hot takes on Forrest Gump and Pete's dog, be sure to go back and listen to all 4 hours of the show with Sheeman and Shepherd on demand, available on 99.3 ESPN's app, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts. What you got coming up next? Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. Get yourself some dinner there tonight. 29-degree beer. On this day in history, 1962, Marilyn Monroe performed her famous Happy Birthday for JFK. Ironically, on this date in 1994, Jackie Kennedy Onassis passed away. How about that? 1925, Malcolm X was born. Pete Townsend was born in 1945.
Wow. Who?
Pete Townsend.
Get it?
Oh, who? The Who. Oh, God, that was witty. I got you credit for that.
I don't get it.
The day I got it.
He's the singer at The Who, with The Who.
Oh, of The Who.
Of The Who, yeah.
Oh, well done, Pete.
Thanks.
In 1912, American League president Ban Johnson, his name was Ban, that's funny.
V?
With a B.
Huh.
He tells the Detroit Tigers if they continue to protest Ty Cobb's suspension by playing amateurs, that they would be banned from baseball. That should be a 30 for 30. In 1935, the NFL adopted the annual college draft. It started in 1936. 1991, Willie T. Ribbs, the first African-American driver to make the Indy 500. In 1994, Jennifer Capriati was just 18 years old, and she had to check into a drug rehab facility. Mm. Happy birthday, Archie Manning, Bill Laimbeer, and Kevin Garnett. Now, that's a
Archie's
list.
71 today, I think. Just flashed up on the screen here.
Yep. All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
Those of you who didn't see it, Tampa Bay Times posted earlier today that the Bucks and Tom Brady and company working out at Tampa's Berkeley Preparatory School, all legal. So Brady had the old school, creamsicle orange jersey on for the Bucks. No emblem, but just an orange jersey. And joining him was center Ryan Jensen. That's a good thing. Wide receivers Mike Evans and Scotty Miller, tight ends Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard, QBs Blaine Gabbert and Ryan Griffin, and running back Dario Ogunbowale. So all legal, all good, all comply with NFL guidelines. So good workout, good group, especially with the center. I think that's really kind of important. And get a little bit of timing down with the two tight ends. No Gronk today, but the other two were there. Cam Brate and O.J. Howard and Mike Evans.
Yeah, where was good Gronk? Stuff. Team player.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, he's the Dennis Rodman of the group. He's off doing WWE stuff.
No, he's not Dennis Rodman.
No. All right. It makes a better story if he is.
Anyway.
All right, Chris Stoball, what do you got?
All right, I got an Australian man. No word on how old he is, and no word what his name is. He just goes by Django. The movie Django Unchained. Well, he was at the beach. And Tuesday. What's today? Tuesday. So it was earlier today.
Yeah.
Australia. They're a few hours ahead of us.
Tomorrow, they're ahead. Really. Yeah, so it could be tomorrow.
Yeah, it's already Wednesday, basically. And, not basically. It's already Wednesday in Australia. So how about that? It's also wintertime. Go figure. Yeah. Anyway, that has nothing to do with this story. Django was, he was surfing, right? Because he's Australian. And that's what Australians do, I guess. But while out on his board on the Gold Coast, saw a whale caught in a sea net.
Oh.
So he did what any responsible Australian should do. He called the authorities.
Yes.
Hey, mate, why don't you come get the net off the dorsal fin, huh? Well,
what kind of whale?
Keeps waiting. Authorities don't show up. Hours go by.
Yeah.
And Django does what any Australian would do.
Gets out a knife and gets to work.
Starts rescuing the whale from the net. That was met with a fine from the Australian authorities.
Really?
That's so ridiculous. Because he cut government property, cut the net, probably. I mean, it's just so
because
ridiculous.
It is Australian rule. You're not allowed to get close to whales. So.
Not even to save their lives.
Not even to save them from a net.
The blue whale, sperm whale,
Aussie,
whale.
Aussie, humpback. Aussie!
Humpback whale. I don't know what kind of whale.
But I wonder if he was able
to. Sperm whale?
Are you listening to me? That's just what I just said.
Oh,
said.
Sorry. I didn't listen to that. No.
He humpback got all excited. Whale. Oh, sperm whale!
Sorry, 10
seconds. Hey,
well, it's
do
also
it,
made because, I mean, whales.
10 seconds,
whales
Pete. Can,
gotta go.
10 seconds.
For Chris, for Pete Shepard, we'll resume good. It tomorrow. I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening. Kudos to me for goodness
God
sakes.
Save the whale.
God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.